Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin is back in the studios on the ones and twos. We're old school. We are live up here at Blur Events, 12th and Cass Street on the corner. Connected to the Hilton Hotel, across from CHI. A little bit of a score update in the last 5 to 7 minutes when we were on a break. Florida State has shown a little bit of life. Two back-to-back homers. It was forced Tennessee to have a pitching change after 76 pitches, 74 excellent pitches. The last two, they'd probably like them back. It is now 6-2. Seminoles are on the hunt, trying to get back into this game and possibly take the lead if they continue with their hot bats. But before break, we talked about some breaking news before DP we got on air, is that Nebraska has Sayre Wright coming in from USC, corner, for a official visit. Obviously, he's in the transfer portal. 6 foot, 180-pound corner, 11 starts. 2023, he had 11 total tackles, three pass defense, and has been a pretty active corner both in special teams and, obviously, of his defensive back. Only one interception, but he's looking for an opportunity. Obviously, his tape and prior skill set before going to USC, it made him possibly attainable get for Nebraska at a position of need based on, I think, Bly Hill, who will be back but is going to start the season on the mend. What do you think about Mr. Wright coming in this weekend to visit old Lincoln on an official visit?
Yeah, it's a necessary move. It's a good get if you can pull it.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, it will reestablish how business is going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting in conference now.
Yeah, which actually is a selling point, I think.
Right, interesting point, right? You get to show and get the work in. And truth be told, most USC, Oregon, Washington, Michigan, Ohio State corners believe they're better than what's here at Nebraska anyway.
Oh, that's that Cali swag.
Right? Yeah. So that's a big part of it, and I think it's a win to get. I do want to know the particulars because it'll change how business is being done.
Particulars in what?
Defensive backs, what numbers, what are you putting in play to get this young man to make the move from USC? Because it's going to set the standard for defensive back groups going forward.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, I think a lot of that's based on the supply and demand in the market. It's not a mode of desperation right now.
Okay.
It's a position of need, and it would be a great get. This is just my opinion. I don't have any, intimate knowledge. I would definitely not think that they're going to go out there and bring out the Brinks truck. What I think is really good in a selling point, if I was selling Nebraska, is you get to go play at USC this year. He's in L.A. He's in a Los Angeles kid, an L.A. kid. You play UCLA as well. So I think that's a great selling point. You can get a little bit of get back. You know the teams that are coming in. Actually, when you get into our defensive scheme, that's very cornerback friendly. play a little bit more freer. You're in a better defense. If you compare Nebraska's defense to USC, Nebraska's obviously ahead of the game. You know, as far as rankings and respectability, I think you could slide right in if you're all that's advertised, work, get in and do all that stuff and get into tune with the culture and make a name for yourself and lock down a position. Based on your experience with 11 starts in the Pac-12, you got to think playing for USC, he automatically can give you an uptick or be a little bit better from experience-wise covering, because that's more of a passing conference. And, you know, he's got good size on him, 6'1", 80. You know, so you know he's physical enough to be able to play in the Big Ten as well.
The 11 tackles is the thing you circled.
Right.
Going from Cali warm to Nebraska cold and tackling in full.
Right.
So that'll also be a thing, but I think it's a great get if you can get it.
Right. I think the big thing is obviously, you know, you know Nebraska, you know, I'm sure they have done a really good job evaluating this tape all the way probably back to high school, talking to the people that they can. The biggest thing for me for corners is, are you a willing tackler? Are you willing to learn to tackle? Are you willing tackler? I don't think probably with obviously the past defensive coordinator and the defensive staff, at some of them at USC really put a lot of emphasis on tackling. So then therefore I'm not going to hold that against you. I want to find out, are you a willing tackler? Are you a willing worker? And are you willing to get into our system that's going to make you better? Let's just already assume that you can cover.
Yeah.
Let's already assume that you've played in multiple coverages and probably seen a more complex game in and game out, practice in and practice out route tree.
Different set of receivers, different route combo.
And you went up against Addison day in and day out, and you go against the Lincoln Riley offense day in and day out. You played against Oregon. You played against Washington. You played against Oregon State.
That's Utah.
Utah. And so you played against some bruisers. Let's really emphasize that, and let's see where we can make you better. I think that also another thing, I always call it the asterisk where I like it, is that he's transferring with 2 years of eligibility, right? So if there is a potential to grow or you need to, you know, develop, you're not just rushing to do that. Sometimes I think if you have to do that and you only got essentially
– I got to get in and get my money. So
right, and we've been down that road before, so yeah. I like it. I like it for both sides. And, you know, look, if you're a football player, you have any aspirations to go to the NFL, you're going to be playing in some cold games. We talked about Buffalo. We talked about Baltimore. Heck, we can even talk about the Commanders. It gets cold everywhere. And then also you want to have the ability to adjust and play at different places, you know, different climates, and be successful.
So the change in size, because we're talking about size, and corner defensive backs in the Big Ten Conference, specifically at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Is there benefit for Tony White and his defense to have a size corner, or is it more beneficial to the corner to be in Tony White's system?
I think it's a little bit of both. I'd probably say I like Tony White's system because it's very player-friendly. So,
and not necessarily pro-friendly, but player development.
Yeah, well, I think eventually that will be pro-friendly. Yeah. He's, you know, Tony White's, you know, only been here a little bit over a year, so you can't say whether, you know, you're developing guys to get to the next level because you haven't had time to do that. I think guys will get drafted because it's very player-friendly. They run a variety of defenses, so then therefore you're more pro ready. So I think it's like a pro get ready defense. It's just whatever you make of it. And I think the size, it does well as long as you can run and you play big. It, you know, size really doesn't factor. I think Hartsog has found a way to be effective as a blitzer. We've seen him out there as a corner when, you know, when the previous staff was here and he was able to compete. Also, we've seen him transition into a nickel slot corner as well. And he's smaller than him. He's smaller than some of the corners that you have. I think it just the ability to play with the right technique. A lot of corner play, and I learned this as a linebacker in coverage, is timing. You know, reading the eyes, really playing with enough calmness not to overreact when you hear the crowd going. You got to read the receiver's eyes, go up through the receiver, but then also play with the right technique, eyes, and burst. When you're playing some sort of zone, matchup zones, being able to read routes, you'd like to think that any player that comes from, let's just say the Pac-12, because they've been known as just a, you know, throw it around the yard besides the Utahs and Oregon States, which obviously is the ultimate equalizer with Utah essentially running the Pac-12 recently, is that your ability to see different routes, different receivers, because they've had big receivers, small receivers, more physical receivers out there in the Pac-12, should allow you to transition a little bit easier to the new Big Ten.
So much of that leaned on prototypes for those defenses.
Right.
And a big part for me is watching a USC corner, again, trying to figure out whether it compares with an Ohio State corner.
Right.
A Michigan corner.
Right.
An Oregon corner. And what that does at practice should tell us whether if he gets here and he's competing against the receiving group, whether you have a legitimate receiving group.
Well, sure, and then you'll get a better evaluation on both ends is because you have you got Nayer and then you got Jamal Banks. You got guys that have done it before and they have legit film and they're legit big time college receivers.
Yeah.
Now you know what I think the biggest thing is do you know him now.
You got to get him in the door.
Get him in the door. Let's just say everything, we get it through the finish line, you get him in here. You come in and you, I wouldn't say reset the standard, but you bring, you not only match the standard, you know, obviously it's be seen and not heard first, but then also as from your experience, one of my expectations would be as a coach would be like, okay, you got starting experience and you got a ton of playing experience over the last 3 years. You got 23 games, so, you know, and then, you know, your first year, give or take, you know, whether you did the four-game thing or not, start 11 games. I want you to act like it, but then also I want you to, once you establish yourself, I want you to be able to be a leader as well, because I want you to be, you know, along with Tommy Hill. I want you to be a professional. You know what I'm saying? At the college level.
Does he need to come in? I mean, anybody that comes in at the position now.
Right.
I would hope that they're the new standard. I would hope that they were brought in to be the best in that group.
Well, because then you're getting into, are you guaranteed in spots? And we've been down there before where you feel like you're obligated to play somebody. I think you want guys to come in that are going to for sure compete, raise the level of everybody else in the room, both on the field, off the field, in the classroom, you know, in the weight room and all that, and then separate themselves over time. Even if he came here and committed and I think, you know, came, you know, moved in on Monday, he still has ground to catch up. Now, you expect with his experience and his playmaking ability, potentially, that, you know, that's not a farther or a long learning process. But you want him or any player to come in at any position to let their work be the standard and then get in there and then find a way once they start to separate themselves. You don't leave everybody behind. You keep raising everybody up. And I think that, you know, it was the position of need and the experience factor, I think, you know, along with some talent, is obviously a huge factor for in this situation.
And I think that USC system and UCLA system defensively is similar enough that the bridge from him being acclimated isn't a long bridge.
Right.
A lot of the same verbiage, same concepts. Different skill sets,
right,
and different play calls within that, based on who you have out
right.
there.
And it's so, different. It's different language from Coach Cooper and all that stuff, and different stuff like that. But ultimately, when you're watching him, you're going to say, "Okay, can you cover? Let's look at his feet. Let's look at him in the breaks. Does he have? Is he good in his back pedal? Is he quick out of his back pedal? Is he transition? How does he play? Sometimes, when you play late in the year out there on the West Coast, you'll play not in inclement weather as far as Nebraska and snow, but you'll play on some.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I guess fields that are a little bit, like, I guess, like moist or whatever you want to call it, there's a different way to play corner then. You got to go to
Washington.
Yeah, Washington.
In October is a different deal. Oregon's a different deal.
And USC, depending on it. And if you play Cal, trust me, I know from playing for San Fran, it's a little bit different. You have to be able to use what I call, you have to be able to not backpedal, but scoot out of your initial stance and still be able to cover. Those are all the things you evaluated. So I think it's, you know, look with Bly Hill getting hurt. And then also I think, you know, you want to take the pressure off of Tommy Hill. You want him to continue to progress as a corner. I think he's shown great leadership from his ability to go from the, I guess, potential doghouse to being a, you know, leading the team in interceptions and one of the top in pass breakups. You don't want to stymie that progress. You want somebody over there that has some experience. I know Bly Hill had played, you know, initially at the college that he was at. But this guy here is playing essentially against some of the teams that are coming into your conference. And so he has experience, and you have some confidence that he can make that transition. So I think it's good. But then also, DP, is, you know, recruiting doesn't stop. That's one thing that's very interesting. Recruiting does not stop. And with this whole the 85, you know, roster number, I don't think that's ever going to be an issue again. Well, the NCAA comes in and says, all right, you can have 100 people and 85 on scholarship and 15 walk-ons or 120, so forth and so on. I think with the presence of NIL, that no longer is a factor as far as the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting what Nebraska's business plan is. And we'll know more about that soon.
Yeah.
And finding out how they're going to put together. Because do you put the bottom layer players on scholarship and everybody else is NIL? What are the numbers? What do you have? What's the budget you're working from? But then the recruiting aspect of it is big. This is a big get because it brings more eyes to the program.
Right.
In those positions, there's a whole network of defensive backs that are watching Nebraska.
Yeah.
And if somebody jumps on board, well, wait a minute, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Rayola went there. Wait a minute. Okay, what's up? That's what this is. The real benefit of this is, one, gives you a competent corner. Two, puts you back in the discussion.
And also, word of mouth is your best seller. Yep. And a lot of these, especially with social media and these phones, everybody gets to, you know, talk instantly. Another story on another note, DP, which is interesting, and it's a little bit of, I have a secondary connection to it because one of my better teammates or best teammates I ever had, Daryl Porter, whose son, Daryl Porter Jr., plays at the University of Miami, coaches at American Heritage High School in Fort Lauderdale. Their quarterback just committed to the University of Texas. Here it goes. Breaking news. Sources have told NIL tracker that Dia Bell, who's the quarterback, was offered $9.2 million NIL deal to attend and play football at the University of Texas. The deal would include or does include a $2 million bonus on signing day, as well as the annual payments of $1.6 per year. Now, this has a lot of tentacles coming out of it, right?
Parents.
Players. Arch Manning. All right? Because this dude coming in making almost about as much as he is. You got, let's say, Quinn Ewers is probably going to be gone. I mean, he's going to be a first-round pick. But then even better, here's a little caveat to it. Just last week, Sarkisian was in a pod on Joel Klatt's podcast. His quote was, and I say, if you choose a school based on NIL, you're making the wrong choice. My man went here to get paid. Obviously, he's one of the top quarterbacks coming out. That's a huge deal. And also, a side note, you saw my man Rashada from a couple years ago get bamboozled with Florida, came back and sued him because we talked about on that on Old School, I think, a couple weeks ago. What do you think about this deal, $9.2 million for a man that hadn't busted a grape at the college level?
Who's his dad?
His dad is his dad. That's who his dad is.
His dad's a dude.
Yeah. Well, his agent is a dude. These guys have agents now.
they have an agent because your daddy was in the league for a while and did really good business. If you Roger Bell's baby boy, it's the same conversation we have about Bronny.
Right.
There are certain things that we know about you. One,
and he's smart. He decided to play quarterback.
Right. Gifted athletically. I'm not going to be a 6'5", 6'4", right, point guard or in-between guard. I'm going to go use these skills, this blessing, in this other sport.
Yeah.
I'm going to train better. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to study better. I'm going to live better. And then you put yourself in a situation where, guess what? There is value.
Yeah.
Just like we said with Bronny. Listen, if there was a Jay Foreman Jr. out here in these streets, he would have the same sort of IQ, the same sort of acumen, and the same access that we've been talking about across the board.
Yeah, the one thing about it being 6'3", and he's at American Heritage High School, the one thing about him is that he's at a high school equivalent to IMG. He's at a high school equivalent to, say, in Nebraska, Omaha West Side, or whatever it is. It is a factory to Power 5 schools. Multiple NFL players have been through there, multiple Power 5. So what I'm saying is not only is he getting it at home, and Roger Bell getting it to him just from the business aspect. Now, what he's getting at practice is the football aspect. When you have you got to think. When you have Daryl Porter Jr., 9 years in the NFL, you got to think when you had all the – Sony Michel, who played there. All those guys now are on the staff. All the multiple players that played at Florida State, Florida, Miami, Alabama – they're all a part of this American heritage. So now how you're able to take that experience and then transform it into college along with your dad understanding the business side of it, agent, confidant, mentor.
How many guys recruited by Nebraska had a dad who had an agent and a lawyer already on standby?
Maybe not in the sports
realm. Right.
Not in the sports realm. Not many. And it's few and far between. It's just a part of the cycle. And I think when you're getting a legit 6'3", and he's also a really good basketball player.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's not dummy down that.
Right.
Why is that important? I feel, and I remember listening to Urban Meyer talk about Tim Tebow. And also when I went to Charlotte to Myers Park, I saw Nick Saban and Jim Harbaugh there to watch Drake May. Right? My daughter went to the same high school. We were just going to watch it. They're there. Why is that important that he does have some sort of basketball background? Now, first of all, he plays with his dad all the time. Is it the quick and the decisive decision-making processing that's already light years ahead against prospect 2, 3, 4, and 5? Because he's already done it in a different realm. He's already been talked about it at a different realm. He knows what it, like you said, knows what it takes to prepare. He knows what a championship mentality is. And if you don't understand Roger Bell as a basketball player, he's probably one of the only few that could get Kobe Bryant's attention in the offseason. There's a story about Kobe Bryant when he was training, as soon as the season over, he said Roger Bell is coming.
Yep.
And when he was with Phoenix. How does that transfer to football? That's leadership and bulldog mentality. Now, look, he's a 2026 prospect, but he potentially probably could class up and be in 2025, or probably say 2026, just the process of get Arch Manning through, and then he'll, you know, go through the same thing as Arch Manning. But the reason why it's important is in some places, Florida, Texas, Georgia, California, these states, you will see more. And also I will say in some of the smaller places too, like if you get a big, big-time recruit in a Missouri or something like that, you're going to start to see high school kids get these NIL deals on signing day. But let's not forget, you're going to see some local kids get NIL deals before they get to college. Why is that important? Because if I'm from, let's just say, Jay Foreman from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and I have a car deal with Eden Prairie Ford, I have a Rainbow Foods deal so I can make sure that I'm eating right, so forth and so on. When DP, the coach, comes and talks to me, or talks to my dad, right? You know, I don't need to talk to my dad. Well, we already at step two because we ain't taking a pay cut. And so this is where I think it's going with college football and a little bit of high school. It's not going to be across the board. Right. This is the
This is the elite.
This is the elite.
This is the rightfully, 0.1%.
And that's the way it is.
Yeah, it's necessary for business.
Right.
Again, it reestablishes the standard of how business is being done, how the conversations are being held, what's being said in those conversations. And this is one where you walk in the door and the coach says, okay, mom, dad, what are we doing?
Yeah. Let's stop the games. Let's get right to it. Because you have to. Because here's where Texas already cut. Texas already pimped themselves, DP, because on our recruiting weekend, I think a couple of weeks ago, they had the Lamborghinis in out there. So once you already put yourself out there, it's like, you
know, SMU is really different today.
Right, everybody is. The Jets are fueled up. Coaches are dressing different. They're showing up in Jordans and all this other stuff or whatever shoe company they got. And, you know, the one thing is everybody – it's easy, and I'll say this before we go to break, it's easy to compare and do that. That's the worst thing you can do in life, and all do that. You got to have a strong NIL, like, process, a strong NIL presence in your own way. If you try to do it like somebody else is doing and it's not in your DNA, you will fail. So stop – you don't need to compare Nebraska to it. You have to do it the best way you can. I'm a big believer in this. If I was running, this is me, and I'll keep saying, I've said this, I don't know how many times. Yep. If I was running the collective, I am going to have guys on 1099 to be able to evaluate and help evaluate. Just your opinion, not decision. Because I don't know who makes decisions, but again, but if I'm spending money, I want to at least have somebody else to talk to. A football, I guess, coalition, I don't know, or group, that if I'm evaluating DP as the receiver coming up from Virginia, wish he was from Maryland, but he's coming up here from Virginia. So that's 10% off you anyway.
Right.
I want to evaluate DP as the player, the person, the prospect, the student, the person in the city.
The student will get back 5% of that.
Okay, that's fine. So now we have 5%. And then I want us to evaluate, see, okay, let's talk and let's see how invested is he going to be here. How long can we project that he's going to be here and be okay with the hawk in Nebraska, the different culture, is he willing to develop, rework, rebuild his body and be in our system and be a better player? And that all comes from DP talking to AJ Foreman.
Yep.
I know what questions to ask you as you do when you're interviewing somebody to be, you know, a part of 93.7 The Ticket, to get and pull those answers out of them without telling them that you're pulling them out of them, because it's all about being efficient. The one thing about NIL that does not get talked about enough is being efficient in how you're spending your money. It's not saying don't spend your money. Spend it the right way, but because ultimately, if you're essentially paying for play, it's no different in NFL. You want to be able to get the bigger return on your investment, and that's touchdowns and obviously keeping your head on straight and not being a knucklehead out there in the street.
You got to know all the stuff.
Great stuff. A lot of stuff going on in college football. And also a score update before we go. It is 6-2 at the top of the ninth, I think, DP. Tennessee is still up. Florida State had a little run, stymied a little bit by Mr. Flo. 35 came in the big left-hander. He's gotten to make it rain there with that mullet going on. But anyways, Jay Foreman, DP, old school. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.